Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. I'm going to get right into it. I'm not going to even stop to make nice with Eric the Tech, although Eric the Tech, good to see you.
Right. Stopping, can't even breathe.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. All right, listen carefully. Here's the deal. Folks, you might as well sound the alarms, ring the bells, make sure that we have the emergency broadcast system alive and working, because we are about to enter into a dark chapter in American history and in world history. Additional lockdowns and more tyrannical lockdowns are going to be started effective immediately. A lot of this is political in nature, sure. A lot of it is to hide the fact that the injections that are titled vaccines are killing people. And a lot of it is to cover up the bioweapons program and the activities of Anthony Fauci. Let's take a look at Anthony Fauci first. Since he, in fact, is the one of the key purveyors of this tyranny, or allowed to be. Anthony Fauci, of course, when he took over NIAID, when he became the head of NIAID, the Fauci generation of children born after he was elevated to that position has become the sickest generation in American history, has made Americans among the least healthy citizens on the planet. His subservience to agriculture, big agriculture, to big food, pharmaceutical companies, etc., has left our children drowning in a toxic soup of pesticide residues, high fructose corn syrup, processed foods, while also serving as virtual, literal pincushions for, count them, 69 mandated vaccine doses by age 18, none of which have been properly tested for safety. Think about that. When Dr. Fauci, right there, Anthony Fauci, when Tony took office, America was still ranked among the world's healthiest populations. This past August, a study by the Commonwealth Fund ranked America's healthcare system dead last among industrialized nations, with the highest infant mortality rate and the lowest life expectancy rate of all nations. You can find this information. It's heavily documented. As a matter of fact, I would urge everyone to pick up a copy of RFK Jr. There's not too much I agree with RFK Jr. on, except this issue, front and center, this issue. And if you haven't had the chance, read The Real Dr. Fauci by RFK Jr. And of course, Celia Farber, good friend of mine, good friend of the program, contributed heavily to the book. Under Fauci's leadership, the allergic, autoimmune, and chronic illnesses, which Congress specifically charged this guy's agency with, NIAID, to investigate and prevent, have ballooned to afflict 54% of children, up from 12.8% when he took over NIAID in 1984. We joke that all the Chinese Communist Party army or the Russian army has to do is send over a jar of Skippy peanut butter to the military, the young in the military, and take out half the military. Again, under Fauci's leadership, allergic, autoimmune, chronic illnesses up from 12.8% to 54%. That's under that man's tutelage. Let's expand this a little bit. The CDC, NIH, NIAID, FDA, The CDC right now owns 57 vaccine patents. Did you hear me? The CDC owns 57 vaccine patents and spends $4.9 billion of its $12 billion annual budget as of 2019, the latest figures available, buying and distributing vaccines. The National Institute of Health, Francis Collins, under his leadership, the NIH now owns hundreds of vaccine patents, and they profit by the sale of the products. They supposedly regulate high-level officials, from Dr. Fauci to others within the NIH, receive yearly stipends of up to $150,000 in royalty payments on products they help develop and then usher through the regulatory process. The FDA receives 45% of its budget from the pharmaceutical industry. Is this what we want in America? Recently, Dr. David Martin identified individuals behind, you know, when we say they, the globalists, they, the purveyors of this nonsensical campaign of tyranny, well, sensible, it actually makes sense, but this tyranny, he put up a list of people, and I don't have the slide, but let me just give you a list of individuals responsible who are funding, who have their mitts, their hands in this pandemic, if you will, in this takeover, this new normal, in this whole idea behind the global reset. Of course, Klaus Schwab, because we all know him, and we all know Bill Gates, and we all know Anthony Fauci, right? We know these people because they're profiting and they're behind this. But let me read you some names. Again, this is courtesy of Dr. David M. Martin in a recent Red Pill Expo slide that he gave. Mukesh D. Ambani, Chairman, Reliance Industries. Mark Carney, UN Special Envoy for Climate Action. Chrystia Freeland, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance in Canada. Now, this by no means is an exhaustive list. I'm just picking off some names here. Names I can pronounce. How's that? David M. Rubenstein, co-founder and executive chairman, Carlyle Group. Remember, Blackwater, Carlyle, Vanguard. Okay, you know these institutions, know these people, know who we are fighting against. Queen Rania of Jordan. Mark Benioff, B-E-N-I-O-F-F, chair and chief executive officer, Salesforce. Thomas Buberl, CEO of AXA Corporation. Lawrence Fink, Chairman and CEO, BlackRock. Remember, I said BlackRock. Lawrence Fink, Chairman and CEO. Orit Gadish, Chairman, Bain and Company. Mark Schneider, CEO of Nestle. Larry Page, of course, of Google. Al Gore. Who doesn't know Al Gore? Former American VP and, of course, staunch environmentalist, right? Robert Mercer, Renaissance Fund. Let me say that again. Robert Mercer, Renaissance Fund. You want names? I'm giving you names. Actually, courtesy of Dr. David Martin. Yo-Yo Ma. Yo-Yo Ma, the cellist. And you know, it was funny because during Red Pill Expo, Dr. David Martin said every time that, you know, these names are mentioned, especially the people such as Dustin Moskovitz, they spend money having to censor the, because they don't want their names out there. So let me say it again, as in the style of Dr. David Martin, Dustin Moskovitz. Look up that name. In fact, I'll even spell it for you. It's Moskovitz. Julie Sweet, CEO of Accenture. Peter Maurer, president, Red Cross. Christine Lagarde, gee, that's a surprise. President of European Central Bank, Andre Hoffman, vice chairman of Hoffman LaRouche. LaRouche. Let's see here. Of course, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook Metaverse, whatever that might be. And of course, the deputy managing director of the IMF, Zhu Min, Z-H-U. Last name is M-I-N. The, of course, World Economic Forum, Luis Alberto Moreno. And I could go on, but you get the idea. These are the people who are wanting to put you in chains for the rest of your natural life, as short as that may be or as long as that may be. They want to take over the planet. And again, hat tip to Dr. David Martin. But again, when you look at this, what's taking place right now, it's everything is coming apart. They need another virus in order to, or another, I don't want to say virus, they need another emergency in order to shut this information down. They are coming for all of us, especially the people out there trying to tell the truth, trying to get the truth out there. And we're on that list. Of course, many others are on that list as well. So, going back to Dr. Anthony Fauci, let me give you a little bit more information about him and his $417,608 annual salary. Again, $417,608 annual salary. That does not include the money he makes from the jabs, the injections, the drugs that he has, the so-called vaccines that he has patented, taken part of, and of course helped the very pharmaceutical companies spread all over the world, including this latest COVID-19 injection. You know, it's getting to the point where this is absolutely ridiculous, because last August, and folks, you got to hear this, television doctor Peter Hotez, you know him from CNN. I don't have the clip. You can find it online. CNN's television doctor, Peter Hotez, he published an article back again, August 2021, in a scientific journal calling for, listen to this, legislation to expand federal hate crime protections to include, you ready for this, criticism of Dr. Fauci, to make that a felony. To criticize Anthony Fauci would be a felony if it were up to CNN television doctor Peter Hotez. Hotez, who says vaccine skeptics should be snuffed out, his words, not mine, evidently forgot the millions of dollars in grants he has taken from Fauci's NIAID since 1993 and more than $15 million from Dr. Fauci's partner, Bill Gates, for his Baylor University Tropical Medical Institute. As I mentioned, America's health under Fauci's tutelage is not where it should be. Fauci dictated a series of policies that resulted by far the most deaths and one of the most highest percentages of COVID-19 body counts of any nation on the planet. In other words, whatever bug is floating out there, whatever virus is out there, his policies resulted in by far the most deaths and one of the highest percentage of COVID-19 body counts, or at least attributed to COVID-19, of any nation on the planet. But the unexpected consequences, or the intended consequences, to be more accurate. You ready for this? The Associated Press, during 2020, the year of the lockdown, during 2020, and I want you leftist libtards out there to listen to this. According to the Associated Press, and this is the globalist strategy right here. During 2020, during that year of the lockdown, 10,000 children died each month due to virus-linked hunger from global lockdowns. In addition, 500,000 children per month experienced wasting, malnutrition, stunting from malnutrition. That's an increase of 6.7 million from the previous year's total of 47 million. All of this has the impact to damage, prematurely damage children physically and mentally, transforming individual tragedies into a generational catastrophe. 1 year of lockdowns. On August 11th, 2021, Brown University did a study, and this is pretty interesting. Infants born during the quarantine. You know how the libs, the libtards, the left, the globalists, they say, oh, you got to lock down. You got to stay in your homes. Don't socialize. The bubble. In August 11th, 2021, a study by Brown University found that infants born during the quarantine were short on average 22 IQ points as measured by Baylor scale tests. 93,000 Americans died of overdoses in 2020. That accounts for a 30% rise over 2019. 11% of U.S. adults considered suicide in June of 2020. Think about that. Again, you libtards, you leftist, moron, muppet, maggots. This is what you've done. And there's more on the way. Again, this is a prelude to the warning that additional lockdowns are coming. Fauci, what did Fauci do through his imperial edicts? Unconstitutional and unlawful. And nobody listening and watching to this show should be listening to Fauci, following his edicts, nor Heels Up Harris and Mr. Marbles, Shuffles, whatever, poopy pants, I don't care what you call them, or anybody from the World Economic Forum, including and especially Klaus Schwab, because they want to destroy our economy, destroy the West. But during this time that Fauci served as ringmaster in this engineered demolition of America's economy, his lockdown shattered our national economy. His and the leftist libtard Muppet governors, right? 58 million Americans out of work. Permanently bankrupting small businesses, including 41% of black-owned businesses, some of which took generations of investments to build. Okay, you want to end racism, NFL, having your little end racism on the end zone there? Talk to Fauci. The business closures contributed to a run-up in the national deficit. The interest payments alone will cost an additional $1 trillion a year. Think about that. In 2020, workers lost $3.7 trillion. But, oh, not to worry, because billionaires gained $3.9 trillion collectively. Some 493 individuals became new billionaires during this lockdown. Think of that. Did you, watching this show, did you become a millionaire? Or billionaire, I'm sorry. There are 493 new ones. An additional 8 million Americans dropped below the poverty line. I'll bet you you're closer to that than the 493. For example, Larry Ellison's company, Oracle, which partnered with the CIA to build these new cloud services, you know, put it in the cloud. Don't talk to me about the cloud. What the hell's a cloud anyway? Larry Ellison's company, Oracle, won the contract to process all CDC vaccination data. That's right. Again, I use the word, using their word. But we can't use their words. This is not a vaccine. It's not a vaccination, not a vaccine. We can't use their words. But in their words, Ellison's wealth increased by $34 billion in 2020. Zuckerberg, let's talk about him. His wealth grew by $35 billion. Google's Sergey Brin, you know, Sergey, AI, Sergey, Google, $41 billion. Hey, life's good when you're able to censor and redirect information. Jeff Bezos. Let's talk about Jeff Bezos. $86 billion. Bill Gates by $22 billion. And Michael Bloomberg by nearly $7 billion. Let them eat cake. Let us eat cake. You know, these arbitrary decrees with this science-free medicine, I laugh at places like Democratic Underground, Right Wing Watch, Snopes, PolitiFact, and all these bootlickers of the thugs that are tyrannizing. They're behind the tyranny. You know, the masking. How ridiculous is that? Let's talk about the masking. You want some facts? Let's put some facts out here. There were 52 studies, all available on the National Institute of Health's website. 52 of them find that masking using less than an N95 respirator, let me add, does nothing to reduce the viral infection rates, even surprisingly in institutional settings like hospitals and surgical theaters. Did you hear what I said? That masking, according to the National Institute of Health, Fauci's parent organization, Francis Collins, you know that place, the people that are saying you got to wear a mask or telling others you got to wear a mask. 52 studies on the NIH website that say ordinary masking using less than an N95 respirator does absolutely nothing to prevent you from getting anything. Nothing. So you libtards on Democratic Underground, what a piece of work you guys are. I mean, you talk about sheep and cattle, and Right Wing Watch, and all the, and PolitiFact, all the fact checkers, and Biden, you know, masking, and what a bunch of crap. It does nothing according to the NIH. Oh, but let me add more, because 25 additional studies attribute masking to this grim litany of harms, including respiratory and immune system illnesses, dermatological, dental, gastrointestinal. Just ask Mr. Marbles, Shuffles, Joe Biden. And psychological injuries. 14, that's more than half of those studies, are randomized, peer-reviewed placebo studies. In other words, this is all science. You want to follow the science? Then wearing a mask in your car by yourself, because you're so friggin' afraid, because the mainstream media, the legacy media, the captured corporate media working on behalf of the pharmaceutical industrial complex tell you to be afraid, you're morons. And you're going to pay the price in this next lockdown because they're coming for you too. Now, you know, here's the thing too with Fauci. Put that Muppet Garden Gnome picture back up there if you don't mind. For those watching, Fauci, in order to push through his injection, which he has a lot of explaining to do, because when you understand what he did to AIDS and HIV patients, when you understand what he did to doctors, when you understand what he's doing now to physicians, when you understand what he has done to children in foster care, use them as experimental pincushions, when you understand this man that you're seeing has actually is responsible for the deaths of minority children in the foster care system and children who's buried in a mass grave in Hawthorne, New York. 1,000 children in Hawthorne, New York, buried in a mass grave because of this guy that you're listening to. This guy who in March, let me find this here, March 20th of 2020, in an interview to Town Hall Magazine, said, you know, if when asked, what would you do if you got sick from the coronavirus? Would you take hydroxychloroquine? And he said, yeah, I think I would. You can look it up, Town Hall interview with, let me see if I can find it here, with Anthony Fauci. I don't have it. I have it on my notes here somewhere. I've got all kinds of notes. Yeah, yeah, I would take hydroxychloroquine. But see, you're not allowed to. See, he led an effort to deliberately derail America's access to life-saving drugs and medicines that might have saved hundreds of thousands of lives and dramatically shortened the pandemic, or what is known, what is believed to be the pandemic. His malicious intentions, including the malicious intentions of Bill Gates to prolong this sickness and amplify its deathly effects in order to promote their jab from the outset. Hydroxychloroquine and other therapeutics pose an existential threat to Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. Their $48 billion COVID vaccine project, as it's known. And especially their vanity drug remdesivir, in which Gates has a large stake. Under federal law, new vaccines and medicines cannot qualify for emergency use authorization if any existing FDA-approved drug proves in any way effective against the same disease. And hydroxychloroquine does, ivermectin does. It's not a horse paste. Well, it is, but there are, of course, as we know, human equivalents. But then the band plays on. The chorus of sheep and cattle out there calling ivermectin this horse paste medicine, and that morons like us, we don't know what the hell we're talking about. It's all because that guy, the garden gnome Fauci, Bill Gates, and the people I mentioned previously, but especially him and Bill Gates, they have a stake in the, they have a money stake in these inoculations, in these jabs, I'm sorry, these injections. By the way, in case you're wondering, Fauci, that guy right there, responsible for the deaths, again, let me remind you, for the deaths of 1,000 children from his drug trials within the foster care system in New York alone, one mass grave. And you can ask Celia Farber about this. 1,000 children buried in a mass grave, some to a coffin, perhaps. That guy, responsible for their deaths, he has taken $6 million of our tax money, of our taxpayer money, and invested that in the Moderna jab alone. His agency, the NIAID, is a co-founder of the patent and stands to collect a ton, a crap ton of money and royalties. And you know what? To his credit, he has a handful of people who he brought with him in the NIAID. His handpicked deputies are in line to collect royalties of $150,000 a year based on Moderna's success. And that's on top of the salaries already paid to them by us. How we doing? Eric the Tech, any of this surprise you or you knew this, right?
I do not.
Man of many words. By the way, you know, people talk about hydroxychloroquine. C19study.com, that is the letter C19study.com. 200 peer-reviewed studies by government independent researchers have deemed hydroxychloroquine safe and effective against coronaviruses, especially when taken prophylactically or when in the initial stages of illness along with zinc and Zithromax. It's interesting because doctors worldwide discovered early in the pandemic that they could successfully treat high-risk COVID-19 patients as outpatients within the first 5 to 7 days of the onset of symptoms, and chloroquine, which is a cousin of hydroxychloroquine, a chloroquine drug alone or with a cocktail of consisting of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin, or doxycycline. Many scholarly contributions to the literature quickly confirmed that the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine based combination treatments when administered within the first days of COVID symptoms. Studies confirmed that this is what took place in China. They used this drug. They used it in France, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Italy, India, New York City, upstate New York, Michigan, and Brazil. in March of 2020, at the Health and Human Services request, several large pharmaceutical companies, Novartis, Bayer, Sanofi, remember these names, and others, donated their inventory, which was a total of 63 million doses of hydroxychloroquine. Now listen to this. This is how bad they want you dead. This is how bad they want you sick, ailing, and dead. This is how bad they want it. They want to kill you and take your stuff. They donated their, again, Novartis, Bayer, Sanofi, and a number of others, pharmaceutical companies, donated their inventory, a total of 63 million doses of hydroxychloroquine, 2 million doses of chloroquine. They donated to the Strategic National Stockpile, which is managed by BARDA, an agency under DHHS, Assistant Secretary of Preparedness and Response. BARDA's director, Dr. Rick Bright, ultimately claimed that the chloroquine drugs were deadly and he needed to protect the American public from them. Bright, this guy, colluded with the FDA to restrict use of donated pills to hospitalized patients. So, you know, you look at this after widespread use of this drug for over 65 years without warning, the FDA somehow felt the need to send out an alert June 15th, 2020, that hydroxychloroquine is dangerous and that it required a level of monitoring only available to hospitals. And in this bit of twisted, incredible illogic, federal officials continue to encourage doctors to use a suddenly dangerous drug without restriction for lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, Lyme, and malaria. You just can't use it for the coronavirus. And now Fauci, of course, despite the fact that in his interview to Town Hall, he said he would take it. Dr. Fauci and other HHS officials and many states simultaneously imposed restrictions on HCQ's use. When I said about the children dead in a mass grave in Hawthorne, New York, you've got to understand this goes back to the HIV, AIDS, SARS, MERS, bird flu, swine flu, whatever you want to call it, but specifically the HIV, AIDS time period. I will have more on that later. John Moore's coming up here. Before I get to John, I want to thank our corporate sponsors, including ZipRecruiter, including and especially ZipRecruiter, especially in these times today. You know, I've got to tell you, when you look at the job market out there, you should be looking at that in just bewilderment. Did you know that there are over 10 million job openings right now, but only 7.6 million unemployed job seekers? Let me say that again. 10 million job openings, but only 7.6 million unemployed job seekers. And this issue is being worsened due to a mismatch of employers and qualified talent. So employers are having to go above and beyond to entice people to want to work for them. Have you seen this? I've seen this. Where are you ready for this? One employer is offering, are you ready for this? If you have a pet, they will insure your pet. Pet insurance. This is how bad some employers want employees. I mean, there are so many challenges out there to match the right person with the right job. And I've seen this here personally with the studio, with what we do. I can relate, and if you can relate to any of these challenges of growing your team, then you need to try ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/Hagman. Let me say that again, ziprecruiter.com/Hagman. ZipRecruiter uses very powerful technology to find and match right candidates up with your job. Then it proactively presents these candidates to you. You can easily review the recommended candidates and invite your top choices to apply for your job, which encourages them to apply faster. It's no wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated hiring site in the U.S. based on G2 ratings. And their technology, ZipRecruiter's technology, is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Here's how to take advantage of this. And I would suggest do it right now. If you're an employer, you've got to do this. If you're looking for that right person, please do this today. Remember ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. But here's how to do it. Try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. That's ZipRecruiter.com, H-A-G-M-A-N-N. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. ZipRecruiter is, in fact, the smartest way to hire. John Moore, the Liberty Man, I got to tell you, you talk about a guy that's busier than all get out and has got radio program every Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day, got a wonderful litany of guests. I did catch up listening to the archives of his show this weekend, this long weekend, and I really appreciate it. Go to thelibertyman.com, bookmark that website, do it now, click on the latest audio right there on the front page, and you can drill down from that audio to get all of his archived broadcasts. And, you know, it's like they're all good, they're all great. And then if you scroll down on his website, take advantage of what John Moore has to offer. Support this guy. Support him. Support those who support John. Support John through whatever means you can, because he's out there putting his, you know, cojones on the line, as we all are, and giving people the truth. And one of the sections I especially like about John's website is, in fact, the news about the plandemic. Okay? I really like this. I just find it extremely informative. He's always has the newest information. But count on this. Again, we are going to get locked down in a way that you've never seen before. The people who are out there dying from the injections, this cocktail of gunk by Fauci, by Bill Gates, by the NIAID, by these governors, by the people I mentioned, of course, Dr. David Martin. Here's the list of people right here. If I didn't have it in front of me, I couldn't do this with it. Right? Remember Rush Limbaugh. People, again, like, and I'm just picking on a few, Yo-Yo Ma, Sellist. I did a double take on this one. Jim Hageman, Snabe. It's spelled differently, okay? It's got an E in there. I don't. Chairman of Siemens and of Maersk. Zhu Min, Deputy Manager Director of the IMF. Again, these are the people responsible for what we are going through right now. These are the people who are profiting. These are the globalists. If you want to know who they are, I'm telling you who they are. In part, Bill Gates. This, according to Dr. David Martin, as I said, Bill Gates, Microsoft, Christine Lagarde, President of the European Central Bank, Julie Sweet, CEO of Accenture, Dustin Moskowitz, I love saying that, Dustin Moskowitz, again, in honor of David Martin, Dr. David Martin, and you've got Mark Carney, UN Special Envoy for Climate Action, of course, Climate Action, Klaus Schwab, of course, as I had mentioned earlier, Lawrence Fink, Chairman and CEO of BlackRock, gee, where do we hear that before? But again, and you think, and this is something that John and I have talked about before. Oh, and let me just hit this too. Some of the people behind this, and John and I can talk about this. Some of the people that are really, because we all hear about the Pfizer and Moderna and J&J and Merck, Ridgeback and Gilead and such. We all hear about that, right? John, we all hear about that. But the fact of the matter is this. The people who are behind that, for example, Answer, A-N-S-E-R, they're behind the Operation or Warp Speed, Fors Marsh, F-O-R-S-M-A-R-S-H, Fors Marsh. They're behind the vaccine or the injection marketing. Planter, Gotham data tracking. Gee, you wonder who's tracking you? How about Planter? And again, this hat tip to Dr. David Martin. Publicist Sapient, HHSIT Services. These are the people, these are not the front people. These are the people, these are the anchors behind what we're seeing. Again, Answer, A-N-S-E-R, Fors Marsh, F-O-R-S-M-A-R-S-H, Palantir, Peter Thiel, by the way, with Palantir, and he's behind the Gotham data tracking. All right. And So these are the people who are behind this. And you know what? John Moore, we are absolutely, absolutely looking at another lockdown. What do you say, my brother? Thanks for joining me. Thanks for your flexibility. You got to turn sound on. Sound. Dead air, bad for radio. There we go. Now we got you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Doug. Good to be here. Well, Doug, we're about to start the second year of this make-believe pandemic. I can't speak for the rest of the country. I know in my neighborhood, men and women are tired of it. They're not going to put up with any more lockdowns. I am a Republican committeeman. I serve on a Republican Central Committee, which means I meet with prosecuting attorney, the sheriff, other office holders, including the county commission, on a regular basis. And they're tired of it, Doug. They're absolutely tired of it. The local business people, men and women who run restaurants and such as that, they're not going to put up with another lockdown around here. And Doug, there's more than 3,300 counties in the United States. I believe the majority of them feel the same way. As we found out in the last election, maybe sooner than that, the real estate in this country is controlled by the Republicans in terms of just pure square miles. The red states have control over very little real estate, very, very little square miles. I think we're going to see, if and when they try another lockdown, we're going to see a great division in this country. Now, we've been hearing, Doug, for a couple of years about the possibility of civil war. This may be the spark that ignites it. People tired of the make-believe lockdown, make-believe pandemic. People tired of what they've been seeing now for, 2 years? The MASH unit set up in Central Park, tent hospitals to take care of the hundreds of patients that never showed up. The hospital ships on the West Coast and East Coast to take care of the regular patients because the hospitals be full of COVID patients and nobody showed up. People have, you know, it's not that long ago, Doug. People have not forgotten that the pandemic really did not ever happen. It was a make-believe pandemic.
Well, you know, one thing I learned, John, and let me just toss this out to you, okay? This has been in the works for decades because in 1990, Pfizer filed their first coronavirus vaccine patent. 1990, Pfizer filed. In fact, Eric the Tech, you got a list of patents or you got a couple, I think, out there. They filed their first coronavirus patent, and that was for the S1 spike protein, which is a bioweapon, not from nature. Just telling you right now, Fauci made... And then in 1999, that was 90, and then in 1999, using the protein sequence as a vaccine vector, Fauci asked Ralph Baric to make an infectious replication defective clone, or in other words, make the coronavirus is more lethal. They've been playing around with this. And by the way, they got a patent in 2002, and they deployed this out in 2002, which really began the SARS epidemic. Okay, so this is an act of war. This is not a lab leak. This is not nothing. I mean, look, I get the fact that there's no available gene sequencing out there that you can identify with the coronavirus or COVID-19, as they call it. But when you look at people like Dustin Moskowitz, CRISPR technology, Sherlock Biosciences, that owns CRISPR technology, the joint venture between the United States and China, the Cold Spring Harbor Labs, you look at places like this, you look at Fauci, and by the way, it was March 24th of 2020 when Fauci, in a town hall interview with Larry O'Connor, said that he would take hydroxychloroquine if he felt infected from the COVID-19. So you have these pharmaceuticals, pennies on pennies for pennies available for anyone having symptoms of what is known as COVID-19, yet they want to push these injections and lock the world down, and we're tired of it. We're not going to take it anymore. John, I'm sorry for taking so much time. Go ahead, sir.
We have a large segment of our population, Doug, that is alert, aware, intelligent. I was at a home church meeting yesterday. There was about 12 adult men, about 12 adult women, more kids than I could count. So at the fellowship luncheon afterwards, one of the gentlemen, a pilot, he spontaneously, without me bringing it up, brought up the fact that what's going on with these clot shots is a depopulation. This is widely known among men and women who run this country. The place, the home church where this took place, was the home of a commercial residential electrician who has a wife, several children, a great family. These are the productive people that make things run in this country. And they know what's going on. They take the time. They're not distracted by professional sports. They're not distracted by Dancing with the Stars. They use their discretionary time to get up to speed with what's been going on now for the last 2 years. And they know. And they're also the people who make large donations to conservative politicians. And the conservative politicians, of course, know what's going on as well. So what's the old saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. There's not going to be any fool me twice for this, Doug. Not for a large segment of the population who are productive, financially independent, people who are well-connected at every sector of our economy, to the political class, to the business class, to the people who go to church, well-connected up and down, left, right, through our society, are not going to put up with another lockdown. It's simply not going to happen. Now, I've seen restaurants out here in my neighborhood. They complied. They have taped off tables so people couldn't sit without having a table in between them. And I saw it at many restaurants where tables were blocked off, chairs were blocked off. That's not going to happen again. Not in many of the 3,300 counties. Now, there's going to be pushback that you've never seen before, Doug.
So you know what? So do you think that they're going to release something such as an airborne Ebola? Because I believe something else is coming down the line. Because people, you're right. I believe that people are going to say, "Screw you! We're not going to do this. This is tyrannical. You've got no power. You've got no authority to do this. We're not going to comply." And then, bada bing, bada bang, you're going to see something like you've never seen before to kill off half the planet. And that's kind of what I think. Is that a possibility, John?
Well, it's a possibility, but let's look at what's on the table right now. This variant out of South Africa, we already have a pharmaceutical company announcing that they're prepared to make a vaccine for it.
What a surprise that is. Wow. Who'd have thought?
Yeah. 7 weeks. Yeah. This is this alleged variant. There is no variant, Doug. What's happening is they need a cover story. Going back to the example of Israel, Gibraltar may be the country with the highest percentage of COVID clot shot people that took it. It's a very small country. Israel is not huge, but it's much bigger than Gibraltar. Israel has one of the highest rates of compliance for the COVID clot shot there is, and the hospitals are full in Israel, full of people who got the clot shot. Now they're sick with COVID. They need something to cover up what's going on.
As is Gibraltar, by the way, 100% compliance, and you've got sickness. It's incredible. You're correct, John. You're absolutely
right. Well, Gibraltar doesn't make the news.
Right.
Because they just don't make the news. But Israel does make the news. And they need a cover story to convince people that something else is going on other than people with a clot shot no longer have an immune system. That's what's really going on. People who have taken the clot shot no longer have an immune system. So anything that comes along, they're going to get sick, possibly really sick, possibly die.
And they don't want to look stupid. Misery loves company. You know, they don't want to, obviously, John, they don't want to believe that.
No, they're not concerned about looking stupid, Doug. They're concerned about being found out. That's what they're concerned about.
Well, I mean, the victims, in other words, the people who took the injection on the basis of Fauci or their gut, you know, hey, take it, it's safe. When they find out for sure that there was no safety studies done, or the safety studies that were done were manipulated. The information was manipulated. When the information from Pfizer is 55 years out, we can't give it to you for 55 years. What a bunch of crap. That should bring alarm bells from here to hell and back.
Right, right. All the way to John Kennedy's grave in Arlington Cemetery and back.
That's right.
Which has the eternal flame. There was an article posted here, All News Pipeline, dated today's date, about a doctor who went public with his knowledge of the following, that the what's in the clot shot is not graphene oxide. He believes it's graphene hydroxide, which he says in layman's terms would be nanoscale razor blades. Nanoscale razor blades. Shortly after making this announcement, he's murdered, is what happens.
Nice.
Dr. Andreas Nowak was murdered shortly after putting out this information.
So, for the record, are you suicidal, or are you, did you go places where, you know, are you a high risk individual? No, right? Okay.
Hardly.
Nor am I. Okay. Go ahead, sir. So,
well, Steve Quayle's been keeping track, and, you know, I've known Steve since the late 70s. I started interviewing Steve, of microbiologists and people with similar skill sets dying under very suspicious circumstances. At the top of that level of skill set, it's a limited number of men and women who have two abilities. One, the ability to determine what this stuff is that's going on. The other, the ability to figure out how to correct it and heal from it. That's the people who are being killed and murdered that Steve Quayle's been keeping track of now for more than 20 years. It's a long
dead
list.
Scientists. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Dead microbiologists, dead scientists.
That's right.
Yep. We wondered for years, why is this going on? You know, I know I was reading Steve's articles and you were reading them. Why are they killing off the microbiologists? That many people from that narrow skill set simply aren't victims of violent crime, especially since they don't live in South Los Angeles or South Side of Chicago. They live normal lives in normal urban, suburban areas that don't have high crime rates. For those people to die in such numbers from violent crime is unheard of, Doug. It's absolutely unheard of.
Well, the doctors that you mentioned, the microbiologists that you mentioned, in that article, okay, with respect to this so-called vaccine, back on January 6th of 2004, just so people understand this, the pharmaceutical company Merck wrote the script titled The New Normal, okay, the New Normal campaign. They wrote the script for what's happening today. That's January 6th of 2004. And this had to do with SARS or the acute respiratory viruses. The company, the entire boatload of these, we're going to change the world. And of course, the World Economic Foundation, the CFR, Trilateral Commission, these organizations took note of this and employed Fauci and others and Bill Gates and Peter Thiel and other people. To create this never again, will never be normal again, and to throw this out there. And this new normal campaign is what we're seeing right now. And I believe doctors, physicians, microbiologists, others who pointed this out have met ends like you're seeing there. And I'm glad you pointed that one out. So go ahead, sir.
Well, Doug, let's recap where we are and where we're going with this. First of all, World War III is being fought right now.
Right.
China and Russia are fighting World War III against us right now. Primarily, China is the primary antagonist. The speech given by the top Chinese general, the Minister of Defense, is on my website. It was not meant for anybody except top Chinese military officials ever to see, not even the Chinese people. But we got our hands on it. It's been translated. The speech is more than 10 years old, Doug. In the speech, there's two takeaways. One, what their goal is, and the other, one of the ways they intend to achieve it. Their goal is to capture the United States, colonize the United States, and have no Americans in the way. Zippo, zero Americans. They may keep a few to show them how to run and how to make things work, like complex oil refineries, the locks and dams, the power grid, and things like that. So that's one takeaway. The other takeaway is one of the ways they intend to achieve it, biological warfare. It's right in the speech, Doug. It's right in the speech. And this war is being fought right now. Normally, when we think of war, we think of high-performance jet aircraft, aircraft carriers, tanks, machine guns, and all the weapons of war. Well, this biological warfare involves a different kind of weapon of war, one that you can't see, hear, taste, or touch, but it is a weapon. Nonetheless, we are fighting World War III right now, and we have Americans complicit in giving aid and comfort to the enemy. The definition of treason, Doug, is giving aid and comfort to the enemy. And Anthony Fauci and his associates are all part of that. Many politicians, many business people, many high-level officials in the mass media are all complicit in giving aid and comfort to the enemy, helping them, the communist Chinese, achieve their goal of weakening the United States. Now, the biological warfare is not going to wipe out Americans. What it's going to do, and already is doing, is weakening our national defense. We have a drop-dead deadline for people, active-duty military people, to get the clot shot or be disciplined or have to leave the military. That's coming up very soon.
That's right.
Very soon.
Yep.
And these people, the Department of Defense had to threaten the Navy SEALs to charge them for the cost of their training into heavy six digits, in order to keep them from leaving, keep them from, to make them, compel them to make them get the clot shot. You just can't go on board an aircraft carrier and say, hey, who here wants to be a Navy SEAL? You can't do that. These men are highly trained. The selection process is one of the toughest selection processes there is for any branch of the U.S. military, maybe the toughest. Same thing with pilots. It costs, on the average, I believe, about $1 million to train a pilot for the U.S. Air Force or the Navy, or even the Army has pilots for the helicopters. These men and women are not easily or quickly replaced. When they're gone in the next few weeks, there's going to be a gaping hole in our national defense that was going to take probably at least a year to backfill and get our defense forces back up to where they should be, Doug. That's happening real soon. So the smart thing for the Chinese, and they're not stupid people, by the way, would be to stage the kinetic part of their invasion, maybe in the early spring when the weather breaks and our forces have been reduced in their capabilities because of the clot shot requirements. That would be a real smart thing to do, Doug. And the Chinese are not stupid. They will strike us when we are at our weakest. And that's coming up in the near future.
Well, I tend to agree with you. And I also believe what is happening. And I think that this is backed by enough research that these injections, which, again, the military's got, if you're in the military, you must comply. What a bunch of crap. What these injections are, they're highly malleable bioweapons. They are injecting spike protein, mRNA sequence. They have, it's a pathogen stimulating computer sequence. I want to make sure people understand that. These are not vaccines. And by the way, what you mentioned too about the novel SARS-CoV-2, as it's known, this virus, which you said there's no virus, at least not like that. The World Health Organization in 2007 and again in 2008 declared the coronavirus threat eradicated. So what we're looking at is not a novel coronavirus. We're looking at a bioweapon created from the massaging, manipulating by way of the University of North Carolina, Ralph Baric, Chapel Hill. the NIAID, that's Ralph or Tony Fauci, and others, okay, who are engaged in bioterrorism. And this also goes back to 2004, when you look at the 774 people who died from the SARS outbreak. Again, we're looking at, and, oh, by the way, Moderna, I'm going to toss this out to you too. You talk about this so-called vaccine. I find it very interesting that in March of 2019, this according to Dr. David Martin, had Moderna, had, of course, Moderna, you know, Fauci's baby and partner in crime and dollars. They filed a patent, or actually, there were four patent applications filed and amended by Moderna in March of 2019 for this injection. So this has been planned for at least a decade, and certainly refined and tweaked before anyone ever heard of COVID. Just saying.
Absolutely. Well, Doug, I do private consultations. There's a link on my homepage. I had two doctors do a private consultation over a weekend. It's been about a month ago. They're from Ohio. One of their patients works for one of the three pharmaceutical companies manufacturing the clot shot. In the confidence of their relationship, doctor-patient relationship, she told these doctors that her pharmaceutical company that she works for took 6 years to develop the COVID-19 vaccine, what I call the clot shot. Not 7 months, 6 years, which is about average, Doug, to develop a new vaccine, to go through all the protocols to make sure it does exactly what you intend it to do. And I guarantee you, Doug, these clot shots from Moderna and Pfizer and all the rest of them, they do exactly what they're intended to do. People getting sick, people being injured, people dying. It's no mistake. It's by design. This is happening because it was meant to happen. And they're eliminating the old. The older folks, when they lose their immune system, they die the quickest. Now they're going to be eliminating the youngsters. They want to, I think they have the age down to age 3 years old now, I believe it is, or is it five?
It's five, but now they're five. Going into, just like Fauci did with the tests on children, orphans, children in homes in foster care, and children at one of the largest foster care centers in New York State. They're doing it on babies as early as 3 days. I'm not saying about this clot shot, this injection, but if you follow the template of Fauci with his AZT, AIDS, HIV concoction, they were testing that back in the 80s, 90s on children. And as I mentioned before you came on, not too many people know about this. RFK wrote a book, The Real Anthony Fauci, or The Real Dr. Fauci, whatever the title is. You can look it up. In fact, it's sold out in hard copy. But I'll just tell you this. There's a mass grave in Hawthorne, New York. Celia Farber, friend of the program, friend of mine, friend of Peter Chakas, was there. At least a thousand children dead in a mass grave, unmarked. It's a mass unmarked grave. It's got a plaque, but at least 1,000 dead children there. It's got a plaque in Hawthorne. It's got the names, but it's a mass grave of Fauci's and the CDC, NIAID, their complicity in pushing that AIDS, HIV, AZT therapy on children as young as 3 days old to teens. Oh, and by the way, when they wouldn't comply, when there was a non-compliance issue, they would put tubes directly into their stomachs by surgery and get the medication in them that way. So this is this guy, Fauci, this garden gnome, and I say that, and I shouldn't, you know what, he's too bad to be a garden gnome. Garden gnomes are, no, this guy is Dr. Mengele, in my view, of the American science. But you're right, you're 100% correct. I mean, there's foreknowledge that these injections are doing exactly what they were intended. And you know something else I find it very interesting? From 2016 onward, they were having trouble getting people to take the flu shots. They actually vocally complained. I mean, publicly complained that they couldn't find any way to get the entirety of the population to accept flu vaccines. And I find it very odd that 2019, here we are 3 years after that disclosure, the emergence of what is known as the coronavirus. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Doug, my active duty military time was split between two organizations. One was U.S. Army Special Forces, also known as the Green Berets. The other was, when I was in Vietnam, was psychological warfare. What we did back then, half a century ago, was primitive compared to now. But I've learned a lot about that area, that skill set, since then. And I learned the following, that up until World War II, marketing professionals would start out in the mailroom and work their way up. After World War II, the advertising industry brought in psychological professionals with very specific expertise in how to manipulate human consciousness. That's what's been going on now since January of 2020, manipulation of human consciousness. It began, I was on my first and probably only Caribbean cruise, January 2020, these videos coming out of China, where a man would be walking down the street. He'd fall down face first on the concrete and bleed out and die, allegedly from COVID-19. Chinese officials welding shut the doors and windows of apartment buildings. Chinese village officials building roadblocks to keep people from entering their village. That's what started 23 months ago in December, January of 2020. Moving forward from there, they made it as scary as they could, Doug. If they didn't have scary footage from the United States, they got it from Italy. They used footage from an Italian emergency room to make it look like a scary American emergency room. All the numbers were skewed. One of my regular callers, Dave from New York, he's got a PhD in chemistry, very bright guy. He and I went back and forth for more than a year about the data. This is a man, God bless him. He knew that all his adult life, he could trust the data. And I kept telling him, Dave, you can't trust the data. It's all lies. There's nothing there you can trust. And it took him more than a year to come to realization that the foundation that much of his life was based on, which is trusting government data, in this case, was a complete fabrication, a complete lie. And they're not done, Doug. They're not done at all. When they get this new variation going, which they're at the beginning of, and we hear lots of speculation about smallpox, by the way, it's going to be the same thing all over again. Scary videos that are made up. People in body bags that aren't dead, and somebody lets a video run too long, you see them getting out of the body bag.
But you know what? This is going to turn real.
Having a cigarette. They're laying in his body bag, half zipped up, having a cigarette, waiting for the go light for the video.
Well, we know that there's propaganda out there, but am I correct, John, in believing that we're going to see a lot more, and we are seeing more hospitalizations?
Excellent private sources. Dr. James in Metro Kansas City, he gave me a report 7 days after they started the COVID clot shots for children 5 years and older. He said, John, the Children's Hospital, there was only one, Children's Hospital in Metro Kansas City, had a 200% increase in emergency room admittances.
Yep.
That's just the first week. Now, I got another woman. She's a registered nurse in a hospital not far from me, one of the closer hospitals. She's monitoring her situation as far as the people being admitted to the emergency room. Now, during the height of the make-believe pandemic, they did have more patients than normal, and her ward was shut down. I won't mention with one. I need to protect her identity, and she went to work in another ward. But we're going to see a different thing this time, Doug. We're going to see the hospitals filled up, beds in the hallways, because the people that got the clot shot are sick. They got organ failure. They got multiple health issues, all because of the clot shot. That's what's coming, Doug. And we're at the beginning of the seasonal flu season, because people get less sunlight, they get less vitamin D. And when this thing kicks off over the next several weeks, we're going to see unprecedented illness, unprecedented sickness, unprecedented death before the entire winter, I believe, is what's going to happen.
I agree with you. And here's the other side of that, too. People that are sick with this respiratory virus, when they go into the hospital, and folks, please understand what is happening here. When you've got a loved one who gets the injection or doesn't get the injection, and they go into a hospital, the CDC has established the protocol for treatment. Neil Ferguson, by the way, of the Imperial College of London, developed a couple of things. One of the things he developed was the model to create or to overestimate the deaths from this virus by, I think, 525%. Okay, it's just incredible. An incredible number. And this study was funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to the tune of $148 million. Now, but the protocol is to give remdesivir, which, now, John, think about this, and folks, think about this. Remdesivir, which is a Gilead product, that's a pharmaceutical company. The CDC and the NIAID spent $79 million for the, they've got a $79 million stake in Gilead, as well as the U.S. AMRID. They're partnered up with U.S. AMRID and the CDC and NIAID, and is partnered up with Gilead. And that's the remdesivir part of things, okay, the remdesivir. So, which is like $10,000 a regimen, as opposed to others, which could be pennies on the, you know, pennies to the dollar. So go ahead, sir.
Well, Doug, we need to steel ourselves up. We need to prepare ourselves for what's coming. The first and most important thing is spiritual preparedness. Ultimately, it's a spiritual war. After that comes maintaining optimal health. People need more vitamin D in the wintertime. Vitamin D is one of the critical things to remaining healthy. If you're one of the unfortunate people who got the clot shot, don't get a booster, seriously. There's a growing body of evidence, Doug, that not all these vaccines are the same. We had a report in the United States about a man being asked what zip code he was from before he would be administered the clot shot, finding out that different vials were given to different zip codes. How can that be, Doug? It can't be, obviously. There's no legitimate reason for that. We had the scientist in Europe who determined I think it was Slovenia. Now, you know, Slovenia, who determined that they don't get the same clot shots we get. They get different ones, that they had different codes for different vaccines. One code was for saline solution. The other was another code for MNRA, and a third one for this vaccine that has the cancer-causing properties to it. I believe the same things happen in this country, Doug, that there's different vials with different liquids in them, some of which are saline solution, others have the clot shot poison. We've been aware of this now for a good 2 to 3 months. The following, it can't kill everybody at once, because if everybody was dropping dead, the people would stop rolling up their sleeves to get it. So it has to be a more modified, gentle rollout where people die over time. The current plan, Doug, as I understand it, is one clot shot followed by 8 boosters 5 months apart. That would be 9 shots in 40 months. It's about 3.5 years.
Each one lining the pockets of NIAID, the very people seen.
Well, of course, if you can make money while you're killing people, why not make money while you're killing people? You know, those those condominiums in Monte Carlo are pretty expensive.
Yeah, and the CDC owns 57 vaccine patents, spends 4.9. Yeah.
A front row seat for the Grand Prix at Monte Carlo. It's a pretty big deal. The money's changing hands. Of course it is. And the same thing with this make-believe climate change. Incredible amounts of money changing hands. Jeez. Nothing of which helps the climate, of course. But Doug, people need to stay healthy. I haven't had a pharmaceutical prescription since 1985. That was my last one. Hopefully it will be my last one. I work with a chiropractor who specializes in nutrition. That's how John Moore stays healthy. And I recommend other people do the same thing. Find a chiropractor that specializes in nutrition. They know more about nutrition than medical doctors ever will if all they have to go on is what they took in the medical school. The average medical doctor in medical school gets 3 credit hours in nutrition. That's it, Doug. That's all. 3 credit hours. Chiropractors, depending on the chiropractic college, get 12 to 15 credit hours of nutrition. And generally, they keep studying and finding out about nutrition after they graduate, which, once again, very few medical doctors do that. There's some, and I know one, he's a great guy. But most medical doctors, once they graduate, they get their knowledge about drugs from the detail girls. Well, they're only females, by the way. Beginning 20-something years ago, the pharmaceutical company, they're called detail people. Pharmaceutical company started hiring only former cheerleaders to be the detail people. Beautiful women who are bright and attractive. That's who goes to the doctor's offices and educates the doctors about the new drugs. And of course, they also make sure that all the incentives are known, such as vacations to Hawaii and such as that. If they prescribe the drugs that the young lady is marketing. So we need to get ready, Doug. What's coming at us is going to be, I believe, far worse, if they can make it far worse. Hopefully the American people won't tolerate it. Hopefully they'll be ready and they'll have everything they need at home to stay warm with the power grid down, have sufficient food to keep their nutrition up, be getting a good supply of vitamin D, and maybe just get some sunshine in the meantime to help with the vitamin D in their bloodstream. All these things need to take place right now, Doug, immediately.
Yeah.
We don't have any time. We're out of time.
I totally agree with you on this. And you mentioned about staying healthy, because what exposure to this bioweapon, which is called COVID-19. Okay. It was a bioweapon that was created by tweaking the spike proteins. The patents on all of this go back to 1990, actually, in canines, I believe. 1990, Ralph Baric was using rabbits, and Pfizer was using canines, but nonetheless, what we're seeing both with the actual infectious substance as well as the injections is a pathogenic priming of our autoimmune or autobody dependent enhancement our ability, our immune system. It's called ADE or autobody dependent enhancement, which is pathogenic priming. And that's what we need to understand. So we need to fight that. As you said, vitamin D levels, zinc, D3, K2, zinc, hydroxychloroquine works. Again, Fauci said on March 20th of 2020 in a town hall interview with Larry O'Connor, he'd take HCQ. Of course, you've got to get a doctor.
Well, that was the last time he said that publicly, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And then now it's like, okay, ivermectin is a big bad wolf now. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's funny. We always have new listeners, Doug. It's the nature of our show here. Ivermectin is now on the National Institute of Health website, the official website, the National Institute of Health, section 2E, 2 Echo. Ivermectin is an approved drug to be used for the COVID-19. So That's some pretty tough evidence there. Very strong evidence.
But see, they could not use, or they couldn't roll out the injection under the Emergency Use Authorization Act if there were drugs such as ivermectin, such as hydroxychloroquine, the attendant drugs for HCQ and ivermectin. They couldn't roll out the Emergency Use Authorization of this injection if the other drugs were recognized, although they are recognized on Table 2E, as you point out, ivermectin is, at the NIH. So this is all, you know, folks, look, don't even talk. I mean, John, you go to these leftist libtard sites and or even social media. These people are absolutely brainwashed. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. First of all, it's not a vaccine. Second of all, you're a moron. Thirdly, you're a big moron. And you know, if you keep pushing this, it's they're sheep, they're cattle. People are cattle. They don't understand. There's not enough research. And I'm not talking about sitting on the toilet doing research on your iPhone. I'm talking about getting in the dirt like you do and like I do. We drill down and we find the documents. We find them and we show them like this. These are all the patents right here. This is compliments of Dr. David Martin, MCAM International. These are all the patents of the spike protein manipulation, the ACE2 receptors, and so on, Fauci and NIAID, you name these people, okay? People over in China, I'm not going to go on. You get the idea.
Well, I have so many of those articles and videos at my website. It's hard to keep track of them, but. I think there's a high likelihood I've got many of those patents on my website under my COVID-19 updates.
You do. By the way, thank you for doing that. Folks, go to thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com, and scroll down there, because I was heavy into your website, into your research, heavy into it, okay, putting together today's episode and the my short segment that I did. Just heavy into it. So thank you for putting all that together. There's a lot of research.
You're welcome, Doug. Let me help you out here. You know, my elevator speech is I spent most of my adult life as a homicide detective. That's not everything I did. My profession, my college training is to be a paralegal. Before that, intelligence analyst. Very similar skill sets. When somebody's paying me a lot of money to find things, they expect me to find exactly what they need very quickly. And that's what I do. I find what's necessary, what's appropriate, what's needed very quickly. That's my skill set, Doug. And I know to a certain extent you have the same skill set. That's what we do as homicide detectives. And I've done trial preparation. I can't tell you how many hundreds of times I've done trial preparation. A lot of times they get settled before they go to trial, but that doesn't change the importance and the magnitude and the seriousness of trial preparation for a murder case or anything else. So when I'm working on my website with my webmaster, I'm basically doing the same thing I've done for decades. I'm doing trial preparation. We don't call it that. We call it research, but they're synonyms, Doug. My trial preparation is somebody else's research. My training, my brain, the way I think about things, the way I work, is to find what's important as quickly as possible. I was doing that in 1967 when I was a 20-year-old briefing my commander, who was old enough to be my father. He didn't go to the classified briefings every morning. I did. He wanted to have coffee with his buddies. And being the commander, he could do that. So he sent 20-year-old John Moore to the classified briefings and to pick up the documents from the CIA and the rest of these outfits to analyze them and then give him a quick summary of what he needed to know to do his job. I've been at this a long time, Doug. This is nothing new for me, nothing new at all. And when I go through what's out there, I'm looking for evidence. I'm looking for facts that are backed up and can be proven. That's what you and I do as homicide detectives. What's out there? What's real? What can be backed up and provable in a court of law. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I put on my website, Doug. And is it work? Well, it's work, but I enjoy it. I enjoy this work because I know I'm helping tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of people get the information they need to make decisions based on reality, not based on fantasy, but based on reality. You're not going to find anything from QAnon on my website, Doug. It's simply not there.
I looked and it's not there.
It's not there. Now, when people, God bless them, they mean well. They say, oh, John, there's 80,000 or what the number was, 79,000 sealed indictments the Department of Justice has. And I look at them and I say, do you know that would, if half that number was shut down the entire Department of Justice? That's not possible. It's a fantasy. But they don't know how the system works, Doug. You and I have been in the middle of it. You know, I've spent times in these court in these courtrooms and working and talking to the clerks that run these offices for the federal government, and I know they have limited capacity typically. And the district court, the clerk's office, there's going to be maybe three or four women working there. That's it, typically.
Yeah,
you want to overwhelm them with. And shut them down with a workload they can't possibly take care of. We'll just release 80,000 sealed indictments and see how far that goes.
That's hopium to people, right? To me, it's easier to believe that somebody's going to come to your rescue than to make yourself prepare yourself for to get out of the situation. In other words, hey, if I think that. There's going to be like a crap ton of arrests, right? I'm good.
That brings up rapture theology. Many Christians, American Christians, by the way, American Christian theology, rapture.
Hang on, brother. We're going to try to shake up the screen.
American
there.
Female.
There we go. Okay.
Bible scholar. Found something nobody had found in 18 centuries, something she called rapture.
Yeah. You're wigging out, John. Sorry about that. Your audio is not coming through and you're kind of frozen. Hang on. Let's try to get John back. We got about 3 minutes left of the show. John, I'm sorry for the unceremoniously problematic outro there. We're not going to get him back? Okay, probably not. All right. That was John Moore, thelibertyman.com. John, I'm going to try to do you good here on the other side. John Moore, thelibertyman.com. Go to his website. Again, support John, support what he does. Make sure you listen to his shows every single day, Monday through Friday. Got a lot of great information there, great guests and such. John, my brother, I'm sorry that whatever happened with our signals went down. But again, folks, please, if you care about the truth, please do me a favor. Tell others about this specific broadcast, about this program. Understand that we're being played. Understand that in 1990, Pfizer filed its first coronavirus vaccine patent, the S1 spike protein bioweapon. Essentially, the S1 spike protein is a weapon not from nature. What we're seeing is not from nature, as well as the injections, not from nature. Those are, in fact, what would you call them? They would be computerized. What did I call them before? That's on my notes here. They're computerized. Let me see here. Let me see if I can get this. Hold on, folks. I can do this. They are highly malleable bioweapons, injecting spike protein, mRNA. This is the sequence injected. They're injecting harmful spike proteins, pathogen stimulating computer sequences into you. That's what's happening right now. So please understand what's going on. Please understand that we've seen this in the past. We've seen it with Fauci's behavior. And John, of course, John Moore, being the criminal defense investigator he is, homicide detective, I'm more on the other side, having taken courses in behavioral analysis, criminal profiling, criminal course of conduct. We're seeing this right now with Fauci. We're seeing this with others, especially in the pyramid of people, from Francis Collins, the director of the National Institute of Health, to Anthony Fauci, to Xi Jinping, to Dennis Carroll, who, by the way, this is another topic we have to talk about, the USAID Predict Program, Peter Daszak, Echo Health Alliance. You want to talk about, wow, okay. And then, of course, the people who are shaping the narrative, people like Edward Holmes, the promoter of the natural origins story, and others. Folks, it's been a great ride. Thank you so very much for listening. Please tell others about this show, HagmanReport.com. Please spread this everywhere you go. Comments on Rumble and Brighteon, please leave them. May God bless each and every one of you. Have a great night.